So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned that Shemen Akum Mishmoina Aser Davarhein. The Tamidi Beshamu Beis Hill initiated that one is forbidden to consume the oil of non-Jews. But later, Behudo Beis Dino Nimnu Lav Vehitiru, the Bezdin of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, grandson of Rebbe, ruled that the oil of Akum is permitted for consumption. The Gemara now elaborates on this incident. Mistamech Va'azr Behudo Nesiya Akasve de Reb Simloi Shamei. Behudo Nesiya was once walking while leaning on the shoulder of his attendant Reb Simloi, and he said to him, Simloi, Lo Yisa Emesh Beveis HaMedrash Kishetarner Sashemen. You were not present yesterday when we permitted the consumption of Shemen Akum. To which Reb Simloi responded, Bimeinu Tatar Afes Apas. There will come a time when your Bezdin will also permit Pas Akum. To which Reb Yehuda responded, Im Kain Karulan Beis Din Asharia. We cannot do so because since our Bezdin had previously issued two heterim, one heter for Shemen Akum, and a second heter for Zeh Gitichim Loi Basi, a get with a certain stipulation. We cannot issue a third heter for Pas Akum because the Bezdin that issues three heterim is called the Bezdin that permits. As we see from the Mishnah in Masech Desidius, in which Reb Yasi ben Yoez Ishtzreda testified on three heterim, Al Ayel Kamtze Dachin, and Val Mashke Beis Matchaya Dachin, and Val Diyikr of Lamesav Misav, and as a result, Bekara LeYosef Sharia, and they called him the Yosef that permits. The Gemara first explains that which Rabbi Yehuda Sharia Zeh Gitich Im Loi Basi. The Mishnah Masechet Gittin states as follows: I read Zeh Gitich Im Loi Basi Mekan Bad Yod Beis Chaydish, Umeis Putech Yod Beis Chaydish, Ein a Get. If a person gave his wife a get and stipulated that the get shall take effect only if I do not return before 12 months, and he died before 12 months, the get is not valid because ain get la'achar misa. A get cannot take effect after death. However, if he said, hariz a get. If he stipulated that the get shall take effect now if I do not return before 12 months, even if he died before 12 months, the get is valid because he stated me'achshab, in which the get takes effect l'mafreya retroactively from when he was still alive. I think Gemara says, Rabbi Seinu Hitiru Linase, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya's Bezdin ruled that even in the first case where he did not stay Ma'achshav, she is also permitted to remarry and does not require Yibum, because this get also takes effect retroactively from when he was still alive, because they concur with Rabbi Yisi, who holds Manishal Shtar Mechichalav. The date of the get indicates that he meant a get Me'achshav, even though he did not say it, because if he only intended for a get La'achar Misa, there would be no need for the current date. However, Reb Abba Bered Reb Chia, Bar Abba, says, Behuda Hanasi Haira Velahoidu Lekol Shaitai Vamu Lekol Siyatai. All the other Chacham disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda his whole life and maintained that in the first case the get is not effective. The Gemara proceeds to explain the three heterim of Rabbi Yasi ben Yezer Ish Tzreda. Hey, Yasi ben Yezer Ish Tzreda al Ayel Kamta Dachim. A certain type of grasshopper is of the kosher species and may be eaten. And there are two opinions as to its identity. Shushiva, this grasshopper is the Shushiva, which is Reishi Aruch, its head is long, and the Machlekes was as follows. Bisi held Reishi Aruch Mutter, a grasshopper whose head is long is of a kosher species, while the other Chacham held Reishi Aruch Aser, a grasshopper whose head is long is not of a kosher species. Or perhaps all agree that Reishi Aruch Aser and Suspil, this grasshopper was the Suspil whose head is not long, but Kenaf of Chayfin is Rubay Al De'atchak, its wings cover most of its body only slightly. Rabbi Yasi held Ruba Kol Dehu Be'ina. Even if a slight majority of the body was covered, this is sufficient to be considered a kosher species. While the other Chacham held Ruba De Minkar Be'ina, only if an obvious majority of the body was covered, can it be considered a kosher species. The Gemara proceeds with the second halacha. Hey, Yasi Ben Ye'ez Ish Tzreda Al Mashke Be'met Bechaya Dochen. The liquids, such as the blood and water found in the butchering area of the Beis HaMikdash, are tar. There's a machlekes in how to explain this statement. Rav says dochin mamish. They're completely tar. They do not even become tummy because Rav holds tumas mashkin drabanan. Midairaisa, all liquids are completely tar. They do not even become tummy. But the Rabban initiated that all liquids have both tumas atzmon, they become tummy themselves, and metame echer, they transmit tumah to others. And the Rabban did not apply any tumah to mashkin basement bechaya because they were looking to minimize the incidence of tumah in the base of Midrash. While Shmuel says, Mashke Be'met Bechai Dachin, Dachim El Tam Achim, Alva Tumas Atzman Yeshben. They do not transmit Tumah to others, but they do become Tumah themselves, because Shmuel holds Tumas Mashkin Dairaisa, Midairaisa liquids do become Tumah, which applies even in the Beis HaMikdash, but they do not transmit Tumah to others. However, the Tam Achim, the Rabban initiated that liquids also transmit Tumah to others, but the Rabban did not apply this Gezerah to Mashkin Be'smet Bechaya. The third halacha. Hey, Yosi Ben Ye'ez Ishtreda al the Yikra of Lamesa Misaf. Person who touches a dead body becomes tummy. The Gemara asks, Yasif Astra mi Boyale. This is a stringency, not a leniency. Voy de Raisihi, the source is found in the Torah, as the Pasuk states, V'cholashiyigal p'nei asad b'chol cherv oivimeis, yitame shebis yam. And the Gemara offers two explanations. Rabbi Yisrael refers to diyikrav b'diyikrav shaloi b'chiburin, a case of two people, where the second person touched the first person after he let go of the mess. And Rabbi Yisrael ruled that the second person becomes tummy only until nightfall. As the Gemara explains, d'oraisa diyikrav b'diyikrav b'chiburin tumah shiva. Mid'oraisa depends. If the second person touched the first person before he let go of the mess, the second person becomes tummy for 7 days, because the pasuk states hanegei b'mess l'chol nefesh adam tummy shivas yamim v'chalash yigu by hatummy yitma. However, shaloi b'chiburin, tumas erev. If the second person touched the first person after he let go of the mess, the second person becomes tummy only until nightfall, because the pasuk states v'nefesh hanegas titma ad erev. However, the rabban initiated l'chumra that afilu shaloi b'chiburin tumas shiva. Even if the second person touched the first person after he let go of the mess, the second person becomes tummy for 7 days. And asa'ihu v'ukma adai raisa. Rabbi ruled l'kula leniently, and that he revoked the gzera d'rabban. Or, Bisha refers to Suffolk Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, Hitrolen. A person who is uncertain whether he touched a Tumah item while he was in a public area, and Bisha ruled that he's considered Tar. And accordingly, the Mishnah in Masechet Idyos is understood as follows. Adiyikrev Vadai L'Mesa Misav, Ava Misafik L'Misav. As the Gemara explains, Midai Raisa Suffolk Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Tar, because all Tumahs are derived from a Saita who is considered Tumah. And Mas Saita B'Shus HaYachid, Av Tumah B'Shus HaYachid. However, the Rabbanim ruled l'chumra that halacha ve'in mayrin kein. One may not publicize this halacha, and therefore, if one became safek tumah b'shus harabim, he must purify himself. And then va'asa'ihu va'ayru la'aroi. Rabbi Yisrael ruled l'kulin that he did publicize this halacha, that if one became safek tumah b'shus harabim, he does not need to purify himself.